great resource to go is our private Facebook group, Mom Squad. That is a group of parents that support and encourage each other and a place to get questions answered. I moderate that group as well. So if you ever have a question about your child, about learning or attention challenges, you can get answers or resources there, either from myself or from our group of moms in our squad. So be sure to check that out. Chrissy, who said hi earlier from New Jersey, was commenting on the on that state of fight or flight. She's saying that she's a brain trauma survivor, and since her injury, she needs to sleep with an earplug so she doesn't startle, so she can really relax and not startle with any noise. Sounds like her fight or flight response is triggered, and it has a very sensitive auditory system. So interesting. We have some testimonials.
You know, Lauren, before we move on from that one, Alex, thinking about the issue that Christy is dealing with, would Sleep Genius, could you talk a little bit about Sleep Genius and just would that be a good tool for her?
Yeah, you know, so Chrissy, first of all, I'm sorry that you're struggling with sleep subsequent to your brain trauma. This is very, very common because following a brain injury, the brain often goes into a state of hypervigilance. And what's happening is in our sleep, we're monitoring our environment to understand, are we safe? And we're not modulating very well at that time. So our whole circadian cycle gets thrown off. And as we know, sleep is core to everything that we're doing. If we're not getting sufficient sleep, our social emotional skills are impacted, our stress resilience, our focus, our learning, even our coordination and decision making. So if there's one thing we can improve, we want to improve sleep. And the Sleep Genius is an auditory sleep system that we developed following research helping NASA get astronauts to sleep in space because sleep rhythms are totally thrown off when you're in orbit. So it is scientifically designed music that entrains the brain to go to sleep and stay asleep. And embedded within that music is what's called a neurosensory algorithm that rocks the vestibular system to sleep. So just like when we rock a baby and the baby gently falls asleep, we use sound in a proprietary way to actually trigger a response called the SOPITE response. And that is this motion-induced drowsiness that we get when you rock a baby or a passenger in a train or in a car. So where this could be very helpful is to listen to the music as a pre-sleep ritual and then to play it throughout the night. And what it's going to do is entrain the brain to go through the appropriate sleep cycles, which are 90 minutes long, ideally to get 5 90-minute sleep cycles in the evening. And the music is designed to also create a sonic mask to mask noise that's in the environment that may startle us or awaken us because the brain is entraining to this music. And over time, what happens is it begins to reset our circadian rhythm, that 24-hour body clock, our sleep-wake cycle that everything is centered around. So we've had the opportunity to use Sleep Genius with a number of brain trauma survivors, veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder. We've had incredible outcomes with, and I'd really encourage her exploring that.
Great. I love Sleep Genius, and it's very comfortable, you know, the soft headband. It's very nice.
Yeah. And for those that aren't familiar with it, we use a sleep-safe headphone that's just a headband with little flat speakers. So that plugs into your iPod or your audio player at night, and you just let those gentle sounds at a low level play while you're sleeping in the evening.
Jane from Texas, she has used listening in her classroom with her struggling readers with great results. And I will tell you personally, being a former teacher myself, I did the same. And it was a huge resource for me as a new teacher to be able to have sound therapy and integrate it into my classroom. So great testimonial there. We have Karen saying after 1 month of music therapy through, she worked with us, her son's sound sensitivity was no longer a problem. And at 10 years old, he went to the movies for the first time without covering his ears. Amazing outcomes for music therapy. And to a parent who has a child with auditory sensitivity, you know, that's a huge deal that, you know, and I've heard lots of parents say, I can't even take my kid to the movies. A huge relief to parents to be able to take your child somewhere where there may be loud noises and not have them react because of music therapy. It's great. And we have a question from Melissa. I know Melissa. My daughter is currently on the Achieve program. So in the listening program, we have different programs, Achieve, Spectrum, that are kind of catered to those certain frequencies. So Achieve has more of the language-based frequencies in it, the orange zone and red zone. She has articulation issues and dyslexia. She has been experiencing anxiety outbursts. Do you think switching her to Spectrum would benefit her in all areas, including behavior due to anxiety?
So my response to that is we would need a lot more information. So often, you know, we know when children are undergoing any sort of intervention or therapies and the brain is changing, we can go through periods of disruption. And sometimes I'll call that the chaos before the calm. And the brain's reorganizing and understanding what's going on. But before even looking at that, I want to see what else might be going on. Right. So are there any kind of changes in routine? If she's in school, anything happening at school, any shifts in what's happening in family, anything dietarily? So we'll kind of look at environment first and then generally let the program do its thing. Stick with it. Give it some time. But if we're seeing a pattern of behavior change that isn't shifting after a couple of weeks, that's when we might begin to think about maybe a different protocol, different times a day for listening, listening less for a period of time before making that program switch. Because both Spectrum and Achieve are relatively low intensity programs compared to our level one or in time programs that are in the listening program. So I would just encourage that she work with her provider there that's still learning and maybe do a little bit more exploration before we make a program shift.
Absolutely. And I do know her daughter. And the thing with that, we also have seen changes with sound therapy is that it's building awareness. The brain goes through a transformation and kids develop a greater awareness for their environment. And that often can lead temporarily to anxiety. And so we do see that as a common temporary shift, because they're just more aware of their environments, and we want that to happen. So, but great advice about programs, because we do, as parents, we're like, something's happening. Should I change it? I don't know. You know, so that's a relief. Thank you.
Yeah, Lauren, that's a great point that you make. So thank you for shifting that, because sometimes we go from our world is this to our world is expansive. Mm-hmm. And we don't understand it entirely. And truth is, a lot of us don't understand this world today. So as our awareness expands, we may not like what we see. And we're seeing the highest rates of stress and anxiety and diseases of despair in recorded history. So we're in unprecedented times. So I feel for her that anxiety is increasing, but confident that that's going to resolve and she's going to be in a much better place.
Absolutely. Thank you. Yes. And then we have one more question from, I hope I'm pronouncing your name right. Do religious chants work in the same way? I think that was in response to calming and regulating the system. Do you have any insight on religious chants?
We've had a lot of experience in the past with the beautiful Gregorian chant. Mm-hmm. And the breath work that's happening in chant, just like in yoga, it's all about the breath. In meditation, it's about the breath. So yes, anytime we can get into this rhythmic state where we're drawing deep breath and pulling a lot of oxygen into the brain, hugely, hugely beneficial.
Can listening help sleep issues for a child with ADHD?
100%.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Perfect. Again, if we didn't get a chance to answer your questions today, parents, you can always join our Mom Squad. It's a great resource, a community of parents with children with learning challenges and professionals. Myself, I'm in there. If you want to post a question anonymously, you can PM me. And I can bring it to the forum. So all you need to do is search for Mom Squad or private Facebook group and answer a few questions to join, just so that we know you're not going to spam us. Okay. Thanks, everyone.